Time now for your letters. There were many notes of appreciation for John Burnett's report last week about the hundreds of Cuban doctors who are providing medical aid in Haiti. From Elizabeth Atley of Newport, Oregon, thank you for finally acknowledging the Cuban doctors who were already on the scene at the time of the earthquake and have added to their numbers and effectiveness in the days following. For normalization of relations between Cuba and the U.S. to ever occur, it is so important to present occasional positive stories about Cuba without the usual negative caveats. Bill Sell from Milwaukee, Wisconsin wrote, "What a refreshing report from our neighbor Cuba after three generations of paranoia and news reports that always would demean Cuba's motives as merely political, nothing else. Cuban work in medicine deserves our attention and respect." Last week, we talked to plus-size supermodel Emmy and Christopher Bartley, features editor of the high-fashion magazine V, about the magazine's current issue, which includes models of all sizes. Emily Wingard of Kent, Washington, weighed in.
It is nice that V magazine is doing this, and the women look amazing in it. But every magazine does this now. They have their token plus-size issue, then they just go right back to featuring models who are a size 2. This isn't that much progress for seeing a wide range of women in modeling. It's almost insulting.
Finally, many of you also enjoyed our performance chat last week with the a cappella group Sonos. Michael Reed of Osborne, Kansas wrote, "Wonderful voices, creative choices in music and arrangements makes a classic style and method fresh, new, and fun."
What a wicked game to play to make me feel this way.
We want to hear from you. To send an email, go to npr.org and click on Contact Us. And you can send me a tweet at NPR Leanne, all one word, and Leanne is spelled L-I-A-N-E.